That's why I don't like blanket advice that says, oh, if you're struggling internally, that's 100% imposter syndrome, which is what I see online all the time. When someone is doubting their ability to perform or to deliver something, everyone automatically says, oh, that's imposter syndrome. And not necessarily, because lack of integrity and imposter syndrome both show up as an internal struggle.
Welcome to Creator to Leader. Are you struggling to connect with your ideal customers online? Are you confused about the most effective way to market your business? If you're ready to become the go-to expert in your industry and stand out from the crowd, this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Eugenia. That's Eugenia in Spanish, but you can call me E. My mission is to help entrepreneurs stand out online so that they can grow their businesses. I do this through comprehensive marketing strategies, impactful content plans, and storytelling leadership. We both know you are running on caffeine and big dreams, so let's dive right in.
This episode comes at the tail end of episode 22, where I went over three reasons you are not getting noticed online. And reason number two on that episode is that you are being wishy-washy with your advice. And with that, I explained that being wishy-washy means wanting either to play it safe, so you never go for a full perspective, you never say something that you might find risky or that people may disagree with, or being all talk and no action. Meaning that's sharing a lot of information, but not practicing what you preach. So you just stay safe in sharing ideas and sharing concepts, but you don't really, you're not a practitioner of your thoughts. So you're wishy-washy because you are there saying all these things, but that's not what you really do. So how do you know it works? Or your clients are not doing that. So how do you know it works? When you are being wishy-washy, generally, you want to be safe. And that affects your conviction and the confidence people have when they hear your message. And that happens subconsciously, the way that people just, they don't trust what you're saying because you don't trust what you're saying. Being wishy-washy has so many different layers, and I'm going to link that episode down below so you can go check it out. And if you want to go deep into being wishy-washy and the other two reasons you're not getting noticed online, but a reason that I see often is that in my experience, in myself and with my clients, is not walking in integrity. That's a reason that we are wishy-washy sometimes. We're not walking in integrity. When you are not walking in integrity, your body can feel it subconsciously. Because we know, I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, you are a person of ethics and values and you really want to be your best and do your best for your people. You really want to be a leader. So your body reacts that there's something out of alignment with what you are preaching and the way you are walking. But we have to be careful with that though, because our minds, this is a cool little tricky things, they can trick us and make us think then that we are an imposter. And that's widely known as imposter syndrome. I'm sure you've heard of it. And this is this idea of, oh, I'm an imposter. I'm faking to be something I'm not. And most people, that's the thing, most people suffer from imposter syndrome every time we are up-leveling or we're stepping into a new season of life or business or of life. So we have these two things, these two conditions, so to speak. And today's espresso episode is about giving you the tools to identify which one you're really experiencing. So is it really imposter syndrome or is it really a lack of integrity and how to overcome them? Super helpful. You need to identify the way your mind is operating so you can take action and really move forward with your goals. First, we need to define each one. So with lacking integrity, that means not aligning your actions with your words or your values. That's when there's a disconnect between what you preach and what you practice. And why does it matter? Integrity is the foundation of trust and credibility. We cannot build trust and we cannot build credibility if we don't have integrity with the way we're moving, with the way we're acting, with the way we're just living our lives. Without it, without integrity, your words lose their weight. And maybe without realizing it, your audience starts questioning your authenticity. How real is this person if they are not really doing what they're preaching? Now, imposter syndrome on the other side, that is a nagging feeling of being a fraud, despite evidence of competence. That is doubting your accomplishments and fearing being exposed as fake. And why does it matter? Because this syndrome, the imposter syndrome, can paralyze you. That can stop you from taking bold steps forward because you are convinced you don't deserve the success, you're not good enough, or there must be something wrong with you. And for sure, they can be confused because they do have certain elements in common, and we need to identify why do they have in common before we can identify what are the differences between the two of them. And there are two key things that they have in common. First, they both involve an internal battle. And this internal struggle, this is something that can undermine your confidence and impact really how you're showing up in your personal brand, in your business. That's why I don't like blanket advice that says, oh, if you're struggling internally, that's 100% imposter syndrome, which is what I see online all the time. When someone is doubting their ability to perform or to deliver something, everyone automatically says, oh, that's imposter syndrome. And not necessarily, because lack of integrity and imposter syndrome both show up as an internal struggle. The thing is, this could be your internal recognition that you are not in integrity with your values. And as I said, the good news is that this concern already speaks to the internal desire that you have to do things right, to do things right by your audience. And I really commend you for that, because that just speaks to you being careful, and caring is already half the battle. Trust me, there are people who just don't care about the impact that their words and their actions are having, and they're just out there being careless and not really taking into consideration the effect of what they're doing. So the fact that you are caring and you're having these thoughts, that's already half the battle. And both can be fixed, imposter syndrome and lack of integrity. Nothing is permanent. So the hardest part is really acknowledging that there's something wrong. That is the hardest part for sure. And another common element is that both imposter syndrome and lack of integrity affect the way we perceive things around us. So they both alter the way you perceive yourself. And by extension, because if you see yourself different, others are going to see yourself different. They notice your self-perception is obvious in the way you communicate, your non-verbal language, your mannerisms, your expressions. And 90% of communication, I think I read, is non-verbal. So your self-perception is going to show up in your non-verbal communication. Having this struggle with self-perception can affect the way other people see you, but they can also dilute your message. They can make you play small and hold back from sharing your true value. And that's why we need to address it like ASAP, because either way is going to affect the way you see yourself and the way you show up. And I don't want to see you stuck in either situation. The reason we need to make the distinction is because they are addressed differently. So to do that, we need to look at the difference between the two. And the biggest difference is the root cause, right? Where they're coming from. Lacking integrity comes from a conscious or unconscious decision not to practice what you preach. So lack of integrity comes from a decision, while imposter syndrome comes from an internalized fear or inadequacy. So our lack of integrity comes from our decision, and our imposter syndrome comes from the fear, even when we have evidence that supports the opposite of our fear. So one is an action and another one is a feeling. So now that we understand the difference, how can we overcome each one? We first need to do a self audit, and that's going to help you for both cases. Specifically for lacking integrity, you need to regularly check if your actions align with your values and the message you're putting out there. And this is asking yourself, am I walking the talk? And I suggest this exercise that's going to help you for both. Take a sheet of paper, divide it in three columns. And on the left column, you're going to list all the things you are feeling insecure about, or the things that you're in your mind, like not sure. So this could be showing up online. Should I share this post? Should I promote this service? Launching a podcast, whatever it is. All the things that bring you insecurity. Then on the middle side, middle column, you are going to list all the things that would tell you that you are in alignment. For example, if on the left column I have lack of experience, I would say for the middle column, okay, I have worked with X amount of clients for X amount of years. If I say, oh, I don't have enough knowledge about this subject matter, oh, I have my MBA, I've read X amount of books in the last 6 months about this topic, I've worked with X mentor to learn about their way of doing things. Like, it's just facts. It's not emotions, it's just facts. And then finally, on the right column, so we have the left, the things that we're thinking about. The middle column is what is the truth? What is a reality? And then on the right column, we're going to do the self-evaluation comparing our thought with the truth. Where do you stand? So for example, for the first one, I don't have experience. The truth is that I have worked with X amount of clients before in a marketing capacity. So my answer is, well, I do have experience. So you're going to reframe each of these thoughts. Again, I don't have enough education. Well, I completed my MBA. Therefore, I do have above and beyond education. How do I know if I'm practicing what I preach? Am I actively building a marketing strategy in my business that builds my personal brand, right? I am doing it. So that takes me and tells me you are actually in integrity with what you're preaching. The things where you identify, so after you're finished, you're going to look at your full sheet, and the areas where you identify that you've done in the past, those are imposter syndrome, because that's coming from fear. Because even when there's evidence to the contrary, you're still feeling insecure about your skills. If not, if you do this exercise and you realize, hey, my belief really is founded in reality. So let's say I'm a fitness coach, and part of what I'm preaching all the time is meal prepping, and I don't meal prep. I'm always reactive, or I really can't meal prep. I need to buy a meal prep service. Of course, I'm out of integrity. So that's an area where I can work. Can I change what I preach, or do I need to change my action? And I love how Marie Kondo actually did this a couple of years ago. She's the author of Tidying Up. I don't remember exactly the title of her book, but her whole methodology was holding things on your hand as you're decluttering and asking yourself, does this bring me joy? And if something doesn't bring you joy, you just get rid of this. And many people were saying for years, this is really not feasible for a family with children and with so many people in it, this lifestyle and way of doing things. And then she came out a couple of years after her book and her Netflix show and said, look, this way of doing things, I'm not as strict anymore. I've had to shift because it is not realistic for my lifestyle. So she was not standing in integrity probably between what she was preaching and what she was doing in her daily life. And she came clean and she said, hey, I found a more flexible approach. She didn't change her behavior necessarily, because you identify that that's a behavior that actually works for you in this season. But then you realize and you know, like her, she realized and said, hey, wait a second. I can actually have a tidy home and an organized home by having a more flexible approach. So this is what this means. You do this exercise and then you're going to realize, do I like this behavior? Do I want to continue this behavior? Then I do need to change what I'm preaching. Or I really believe that what I'm preaching is the correct way of doing things. I need to modify my behavior. Or look, I'm launching this new offer. I'm feeling insecure because I've never sold that offer before. And that is a reality, you know, like it is a reality that you don't have evidence that the market wants this offer. Instead of just punishing yourself with nasty thoughts, what if you just go, okay, it's true. I don't have enough evidence that the market wants this. Therefore, I'm going to sell 3 beta spots for this, which is what I did for my signature program. I started selling beta testing spots so I could confirm, build my confidence, and then walk in integrity with the promise I made. Not that the method doesn't work, the framework works, but I wanted to see if the offer was positioned in a way that would be attractive for people. So when I sold my first one, I remember saying, gosh, this works. My conviction was transformed. when you want to overcome lack of integrity, your job is not to say more or to be louder or to post more. Like, we don't overcome lack of integrity by just like posting and doing more marketing. Your job here as a leader is to get results. Get obsessed about getting results for your clients. Once you've identified the areas of growth and the situation of lacking integrity, it's time to take action. I promise, when you put your focus on the results through your own method and perspective, you start walking in alignment and integrity almost immediately. And someone I love who does this very well is Melissa Woodhealth. She is a Pilates instructor and she loves meditation and she lives her meditation. It's part of her routine. She doesn't have to convince anyone that meditation works because she is a prime example of what meditation has done for her. Now, for overcoming imposter syndrome, so you did your exercise, you made your audit, and you realize, hey, the fact is not supporting my doubts. So that's what you have to make an evidence list. And you're going to list all of the accomplishments that prove that you've done the thing, that you have walked the walk, that you are walking the walk. And it doesn't matter that the results haven't been yours, because some of the best coaches in sports have never won championships before, actually. But they are so good at coaching others to reach the goal. They are good at themselves having the discipline to show up and work out and be active and be healthy every day. They are walking in integrity and their athletes are getting the results. They are obsessed with the results that their athletes are getting. And this is a muscle. I love having a wins journal, a note. Actually, this is literally a note in my notes app in my phone. And I just title it wins journal, and get into the habit of logging in your wins or your client's wins and kind words you've achieved and feedback you've received. Go back to that list and connect with a feeling of gratitude and pride from having achieved those results. And finally, there's an example or a metaphor that I heard from Dani Schulz. She's a podcaster in Spanish. I love her. And she just said that we need to be so comfortable with the truth that what other people say or fear that they may say is not that we are guarded against that or we can defend ourselves. It's just that it's transparent. So she gave this example that this girl, she has green eyes. So she says that if someone commented on her post and said, hey, you have brown eyes, she would say, no, I have green eyes. And it doesn't matter if someone says, no, you have brown eyes, you have black eyes, you have purple eyes. She wouldn't be thinking about it at night. She would go to sleep, relax. Like, she wouldn't give it a second thought. Maybe she would laugh about it in the moment. It would not be a thought because she knows that she has green eyes. She can go to the mirror and see that she has green eyes. She's not worrying about, oh my gosh, why they're not seeing my eyes are green. Maybe I need to change my lighting. Oh, maybe my eye color changed. Maybe I'm not looking at it correctly. No, she knows she has green eyes. So in my case, I have brown eyes. If someone told me, oh, I don't like your blue eyes, I would say, I mean, I don't have blue eyes. I don't really care. Or, oh, I don't like this picture. I hate blue eyes. I mean, great. I don't have blue eyes. So I'm not thinking about it. I'm not second guessing it because I have a mirror that has given me the evidence that I have brown eyes. So build your mirror that gives you the evidence, the list that builds up your confidence. So if someone comes to you and says something nasty or something, or you have the fear of someone questioning what you know, you have the capability to say, this is not true. I have my list. I have my accomplishments. So remember, by understanding the nuances between not walking in integrity and feeling like an imposter, you can better navigate these tricky waters. And the goal isn't to be perfect, but to be authentic. And we talked about it on last week's episode. I'm also going to link it down below. The goal is to grow through what we go through. It's not to present a facade of perfection. It's to really showcase our growth. Whether that's taking a hard look in the mirror to ensure that your actions match your words or embracing your achievements so you can finally kick those imposter feeling syndromes to the curb. And if you're feeling stuck, please reach out. Sometimes all it takes is a conversation to set things straight. So as you move forward, ask yourself, am I being true to my values? Am I allowing unfounded fears to hold me back? Your answers are going to be the stepping stones to your next breakthrough. Now, I would love to hear from you. Have you struggled with any of these issues? What strategies have you found helpful? Is there anything I could add? Send me a DM on Instagram at eugenia.wu. That's at eugenia.woo. Or leave a comment in the review section of this podcast, because sharing your journey really inspires others to overcome these moments of doubt. Thank you so much for listening today. I see you soon. Un beso.
I hope you loved this episode. If you connected with the podcast in some way, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That is the number one way you can support the show. And because sharing is caring, share it with a fellow entrepreneur wanting to become a leader, not just a creator. I am so grateful for you. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM over to @eugenia.wu. That's @eugenia.woo. And if you only send me a microphone emoji, I will know that you stayed till the end. Thank you for listening. See you soon.